USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
All you could see was water and wind, and it was very loud winds. You can't really figure out what's going on out there. And later I saw the rescue squad.
Florence, now a tropical storm, and at least five people have been killed, including a mother and her baby, when a massive tree blew over in the whipping wind and crushed their house in Wilmington, North Carolina.
They had some old trees behind the house back there. It was only a matter of time for one of them to give, but you can't really predict any of that part.
Adam Sparks lives on the street.
I noticed that they were battening down and stocking up for the storm ahead, just like most of us were. It's sad. Something like that happened to a neighbor.
In the town of New Bern, North Carolina, many had to be rescued from rising floodwater, the result of storm surge.
We didn't think it would get that bad. I mean, the water's coming from the yard before, but not up into the house.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
The latest now on the poverty rate. A new study from the American Community Survey says the number declined in 20 states and the District of Columbia. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
As an example, the American Community Survey used statistics from California, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and from North Carolina, where there were significant declines in the poverty rate over the last 4 years. But not every state followed the trend. Delaware saw its rate increase from 11.7% to 13.6%, while the poverty rate for West Virginia rose from 17.9% to 19.1%.
And Serena Williams still talking about her loss at the U.S. Open.
Sometimes it's difficult, you know, when, especially in the public eye, you're under a different scrutiny, but I feel it's really important to stand up for what you believe in, and especially if you believe in something that can affect the future and affect a lot of people in the future. And for me, that's what it's all about. That's kind of what my career has always been about.
Williams at a trade show in Las Vegas for her fashion business. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh denies a sexual misconduct allegation, and many women now coming to his defense. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh Friday denied allegations made by a woman who reportedly said that he'd held her down at a party when they were in high school in the 1980s and tried to force himself on her. According to a report Friday in the New Yorker, the woman, who was asked not to be identified, described the incident in a letter that was sent to the offices of two California Democrats. The woman claimed, according to the New Yorker, that Kavanaugh and one of his classmates had been drinking and turned up the music in the room they were in to drown out the sound of the woman's protests, and that Kavanaugh covered her mouth with his hand. More than five dozen women came forward Friday to defend Kavanaugh against the allegation, calling President Trump's pick for the high court a good person. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
To Massachusetts now, where NTSB investigators looking into what caused a series of gas explosions north of Boston. One person killed, 25 people hurt. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Authorities say that as many as 8,000 people in Lawrence and over in North Andover were displaced. Many still have not yet been allowed back home. Columbia Gas Representative Stephen Bryant said they have to shut off gas to all possible affected buildings before electricity can be turned back on.
We need to get access to each building. I expect that by Saturday or Sunday, we will have covered all 8,000 customers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.